Chapter 25 Seasons of the Year. Lyria and her disciples walked for a long time through a picturesque gorge, and finally reached a large mountain which touched the clouds with its snowy peak. Here, the walls of the gorge parted, and the travelers saw a beautiful waterfall cascading down the mountain into a small lake. Tired and steamed from the long hike under the sun, the guys began to bathe in the cool, invigorating water with pleasure, and then, sitting down on the shore, began to contemplate this miracle of nature, spreading their gaze and covering the whole surrounding space with it.
"Look at everything at once," Lyria advised, "while listening to all the sounds and feeling your own breath. It's a beautiful meditation that helps you shut off your thoughts and allow yourself to be in stillness, nourished by the beauty around you. After all, because of our thoughts, we don't see anything around us. We perceive only 1% of external impressions, and we lose a lot in the process." After the meditation, the disciples, in a beautiful and sublime state, began to build a fire and prepare for tea. Arthur noticed that it was easier to meditate after a difficult journey, because the tired body itself tends to relax.
"Yes," Lyria confirmed the student's observation. "Excess energy does not give a person rest, so one should eat less and do more physical activity to be in a more even, harmonious state. Then the consciousness will develop more easily."
When the tea was ready, everyone sat around the cozy, crackling fire, and the students began to ask their tutor questions. Ruslan was the first to ask,
"Tell me, why did I start the path of development, but then I reached a dead end and do not progress further?"
Lyria looked at the student carefully, but suddenly remained silent and asked someone else to ask the next question. Then Andrich raised his hand.
"I have the same problem, but in business," he said. "Everything seems to have started well. The business is working, but it feels like I'm not going any further."
Lyria didn't answer again, but instead looked around at everyone present.
"Okay, any other questions?" she asked.
Then a young blonde girl named Albina raised her hand.
"I also have a problem. I can't meet anyone for a long-term relationship," she said. "Everything starts out well, but then my feelings cool down and I break up with another partner. What's the problem?"
"Okay," said Lyria, addressing all the students at once. "I'll explain to you what's going on. The average person thinks that everything goes in a straight line, but if we observe the life around us, we see that every process is cyclical. It goes in a wave or a circle. Something starts, grows, and then withers and dies. Whether it is a person, a plant, civilization, or religion, human relations or business, a spiritual path, and any other thing. This process can be depicted in the form of the seasons. Spring is the beginning of a relationship, a business, a spiritual path, the birth of a person or any other being, a plant. Do you see that steep mountain?"
The tutor pointed to a majestic mountain slope with lush vegetation rising right in front of them.
"Can you climb it or not?"
The students hesitated, pondering the answer. Then they began to answer randomly. Some said no, others hesitated, still others said they could try. The tutor listened to all of them and began to explain.
"You see, it's hard to decide to start something big," she said. "It always takes a lot of effort to overcome your inertia and resistance to the environment. So if you want to start something, you have to prepare to be active and fight with yourself. With your fears, laziness, the illusion that everything is fine and you don't need to do anything. Only those who overcome themselves and circumstances get the intended and desired. And this is epitomized by summer, when all nature wakes up, blossoms, and prepares to bear fruit. Then, for some time, everything goes by itself. And therein lies a great danger. The person relaxes, thinking that it will always be like this. This is the fall. His efforts bear fruit. But at the same time, if he stops making additional efforts, stagnation sets in. Relations cool down, competitors begin to push the entrepreneur away, spiritual development stops. What do you think should be done in such a situation?"
Make new efforts, Ruslan suggested.
Find new ideas, Archer added.
Prepare for such a period, Andrich said. And until winter comes, make more efforts to grow and develop.
Yes, that's right, Lyria nodded approvingly. Because winter comes after fall. In a relationship, one must not relax. A woman must make the same efforts that she did in the spring, when she wanted to be liked. Also, look after herself. Also strive to be desirable. Otherwise, the relationship will be destroyed. After all, a man can see you from a bad side, disappointed. And what can be after that? Only discord and divorce. Remember this, no matter what business you take on, winter will inevitably come, and you need to be ready for new efforts. Then, after winter, spring will come, and instead of death and destruction, your business, your relationships, your spiritual growth will move to a new level of development.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.